We're going to start right in with Mexico. The U.S. relationship with Mexico is phenomenal right now, according to White House spokesman Sean Spicer. But not everyone agrees, apparently not even his boss. President Trump made this comment about Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's visit to Mexico today.
Right now, Rex, who, as you know, he's in Mexico. I said, that's going to be a tough trip. Because we have to be treated fairly by Mexico. That's going to be a tough trip.
Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly are visiting Mexico to discuss the implementation of the administration's immigration plans, plans that are hugely unpopular in Mexico. These come on top of the president's plan to build a wall and make Mexico pay, and a look at scrapping NAFTA. Alejandra Hope is a security analyst and columnist with the Mexican daily El Universal. Alejandro, do Mexicans agree with Sean Spicer that relations are phenomenal right now?
Well, if you look at the long term, yes. I mean, the relationship between Mexico and the U.S. has been at a high point over the past decade. Having said that, the arrival of Donald Trump has indeed changed the goalposts. It has been a while since a U.S. administration has seen Mexico as something of a hostile power, and it's been quite a long time since the U.S. Has claimed that it is being treated unfairly by Mexico. It is, I think, in a sense, a throwback to an earlier era of mutual mistrust and mutual finger-pointing. That's not a good development.
And government aside, what is the feeling of Mexicans themselves?
I think it's fair to say that Donald Trump is not a very popular figure in Mexico. That this type of measures are deeply unpopular. First and foremost, because it is a threat to Mexicans living in the U.S. who are now facing, or at least about 5.8 million Mexicans that allegedly are living without proper documentation in the U.S. That has made this move very personal for many Mexican families. And that has created a lot of fear and a combination of fear and anger on the Mexican side. And that is likely to have political consequences because it forces the Mexican authorities to be probably talk a tougher game vis-a-vis the U.S. and probably constrains some forms of engagement with the Trump administration.
What is the main objection in Mexico to the new proposals on immigration?
Well, there are several objections to that. One is that it's basically criminalizing every single undocumented migrant in the U.S. And it goes well beyond what President Trump said during the campaign, even during the transition period, that only 2 to 3 million, quote unquote, criminals would be targeted. This goes much further. So this is setting the stage for relatively mass deportation. Secondly, this idea of sending non-Mexicans to Mexico so that they could their refugee or asylum status could be processed is, I think, a non-starter in Mexico, at least a non-starter without some form of compensation.
Let me just jump in here and make sure people understand what you're saying. It's being suggested that non-Mexicans might now be sent to Mexico under these new guidelines. Explain why that's so surprising and what kind of troubles it could cause.
Well, because it's basically doing punitive immigration policy on the cheap. And dumping that cost on Mexico. Depending on the size of the population that will be affected by this, it could be put severe strains on border communities. It could put severe pressure on social services all along the border. And it could create tensions on both sides of the border.
Alejandro Hope, security analyst and columnist with the Mexican daily El Universal. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.